This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold shortly bilateral talks with Argentine President Javier Milei in Buenos Aires. The last meeting between the two leaders was in November 2024 on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The two leaders will review ongoing cooperation and discuss ways to further enhance India-Argentina partnership in key areas including defense, agriculture, mining, oil and gas, renewable energy, trade and investment, and people-to-people ties. The Prime Minister began his day by paying respects at the statue of General José de San Martín, Argentina's revered freedom fighter and national hero, who was a key leader in South America's independence, liberating Argentina, Chile and Peru from Spanish rule. Prime Minister is in Argentina as part of his ongoing five-nation visit that aims to strengthen India's engagement with the Global South. Early morning today, Prime Minister arrived in the Argentine capital from Trinidad and Tobago. Upon his arrival at the hotel in Buenos Aires, Prime Minister was greeted with enthusiasm by the members of the Indian community. A dance performance of Kathak, Bharatanatyam and Odissi welcomed the Prime Minister. He posted on his social media that it was truly moving to see the spirit of India shine brightly through the Indian community, even thousands of kilometers away from the home. The United States Department of Justice has informed Indian authorities that Nehal Modi, brother of fugitive economic offender Nirav Modi, was arrested by US authorities yesterday. The arrest has been made following an extradition request jointly submitted by the Enforcement Directorate and the Central Bureau of Investigation. ED said that as per the complaint filed by US prosecution, extradition proceedings are being pursued on two counts, one count of money laundering and one count of criminal conspiracy. Nehal Modi is wanted in India in connection with the multi-billion dollar Punjab National Bank fraud case, one of the largest banking scams in the country's history. In Jharkhand, four people have died as they buried under the debris after a portion of abandoned coal mine collapsed today in Mahua Tungri of Mandu block area in Ramgarh district. The mishap took place during an illegal mining in Central Coalfield Limited's, that is CCL project. Rescue team has pulled out six people alive out of the total 10 people who were buried under the debris. All the rescued people were admitted to the hospital in critical condition. Jharkhand BJP chief and leader of opposition Babulal Marandi has demanded a high-level probe into the incident. The special intensive revision, that is SIR, in Bihar is underway in full swing to ensure that no eligible doctor is left out. Booth-level officers, that is BLO supervisors, election officials, booth-level agents appointed by political parties and volunteers are working at grassroots level for the intensive revision. Election Commission said in a statement that over 1 crore 4 lakh enumeration forms have been received. This amounts to 13.19% of the total of electors in Bihar who are enrolled as on the 24th of June this year. India's policies are strategically structured to transform the nation from a $4 trillion economy to a $32 trillion economy by 2047, said Mr. Piyush Goyal, Minister of Commerce and Industry. Mr. Goyal was speaking at IIT Madras Sangam 2025 Global Innovation and Alumni Summit held in Bengaluru today. He said forward-looking policies of the government have already positioned India as the fifth largest economy in the world and the country is poised to become the third largest by 2028. He said India is now one of the fastest growing economies globally. India's 14-year-old Vaibhav Suryavanshi smashed the fastest known century in youth ODIs. He scored three figures in just 52 balls against England in Worcester today. Suryavanshi knocked 13 fours and 10 sixes. He shared 219 run stand for the second wicket with Vihan Malhotra, who remained unbeaten on 100. In cricket, resuming from their overnight score of 64 for 1, India were 289 for 4 in their second innings on penultimate day of the second test against host England at Edgbaston, Birmingham, when reports last came in. The scores so far are India 587 in the first innings and 289 for 4, and England 407 all out in the first innings. England lead the five-test match series 1-0, having won the first test by 5 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.